You come by on tiptoe, trying not to disturb me, and you startle me. So begins Joe Somoza's poem Ceremonial from his book of poems Shock of White Hair, published by Sin Fronteras Press. This is The Poet's Weave, and I'm reading Somoza's poetry. He lives in Las Cruces, New Mexico, and was formerly an associate professor of English at New Mexico State University. Poetic Fiction, in homage to Frank O'Hara. I keep returning to 515 Madison Avenue and the Mayflower Shop next to the Plaza Hotel, where the weather is still a perfectly steady, sad drizzle. Taxicabs are giving off exhaust, but I'm fully attentive, it being the 1950s and America moving briskly to work along the avenues. We haven't mired down in Vietnam yet, nor allowed disillusionment to turn us into the insensitive rich. We're just normally insensitive, like the young, dreaming of milkshakes and large-breasted sweaters. Eventually our eyes will be opened, but until then the world can glisten like Park Avenue after a rain, we stopping to notice the sheen while folding up our umbrellas. Essay on Man. A friend puts a paw on your shoulder and licks you. You don't need to defend yourself. Things were lonely before he came. Maybe there's not enough pretty things. Sunlight on the latticework casts a Moorish pattern on the wall that your eyes can't resist. One woman may appeal to one man, or to many men so passionately it sets off a war. Where is your pacifism then? And yet you walk down a street, and each house was designed with a set of people in mind. Economical. Like the way you ward off blows with a smile, drop your weapon to shake hands, give the benefit of the doubt. Plato's Cave. Any second now I'll stop listening to myself talk and pay attention to the birds and buds that are saying something. The rosebush shadow sharpens more each morning against the stucco wall. In another week or two I won't be able to distinguish substance from form, roses from engravings by the sun. Maybe this is what Plato was referring to in another arid country, our picture of the world seemingly more vivid than the world itself. A red-breasted robin colours my deliberation, alighting beside the red pyracantha berries he loves to eat as much as I love to watch him eat. Stilt Life. The dark red wild roses are back. A string of them curls over the black glistening grill like a study in a studio, except that we're outdoors. Nearby movements of leaves, birds, a cat lurking in tall grass, butterfly flutterings. I could actually stand up and walk out of this canvas, and life would go on. After a family dispute, the morning moves forward slowly. Above the trees to the east is a white promise of afternoon. The leaf-covered boughs are still. Sunlight lies flat on the faces of periwinkle leaves. Few noises from town disturb the calm. All frustration and rage must be contained within office, classroom, or workshop. Out here in the yard, nothing needs settling. Nothing is misunderstood. No one to excuse, forgive, or be forgiven by. That oh feeling. The cuckoo chimes 10 times. A Ravel piano piece is playing. I'm all ears this morning because my brain's not there. Woke up in the dark. The car drove off. My baby left me with nowhere to go except alone, like in a country song. You've been listening to Joseph Somoza's poems on The Poet's Weave. I am Jenny Kander.